You're listening to Radio Maria, a Christian voice in your home. We now bring you the School of Mary, a kindergarten of the divine will, a practical and fun approach to understanding, developing, and applying the truths contained in the gift of living in the divine will.
And thank you, Radio Maria. I want to thank God above all for this opportunity to bring you, everyone, me, Mother, the sisters, this, the gift of living in the divine will through the writings of the servant of God, Louisa Picanet. I'm Peter DePalm, and I'm joined today and every Thursday by Mother Gabriel Marie and the Benedictine Daughters of Divine Will that come to us live today from Maryville, Tennessee. And today's a special day because today is actually Mother Gabriel's birthday. I wanted to make a lot of fanfare out of it, but then I recognized after a little bit of meditation that that's not exactly what Mother would want. So we're going to keep it simple, but we are very grateful for this day, among other ways to think about. We woke up. We've awakened spiritually as well as physically, and we're truly blessed to be alive at this time. We really are. As bad as the world may seem, God is out doing evil with good, and we just have to look around. So we're going to begin with prayer. Our prayer is going to be a supplication. The supplication is found in the Virgin Mary in the Kingdom. It's day 31. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dear Heavenly Mother, I am back in your maternal arms. And as I look at you, a sweet smile appears on your purest lips. Today you are rejoicing, and it seems as if you wish to confide something yet more surprising to me, your child. O Holy Mother, I entreat you to touch my heart and purify my mind with your maternal hands so that I may understand your holy lessons and put them into practice. All this we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, a joy to come together. Grateful, really grateful. Grateful to God for this opportunity. We all have this opportunity. You know, we have to seize every day as if it's our last. I think there was a song written, like, treat every day as if it's your last. Because think about how joyous, how full, how vibrant, how we would get rid of all the nonsense in our day if today was our last. And again, we're going to get to a point where one of those days is going to be our last. And hopefully it's not today. But again, we're joyous that a few years ago on this day, Mother Gabriel Marie was born. And we're very fortunate also, and again, not to go into detail because I know she doesn't want that, but you know, we talk about giving up even holy things. We talk about giving our fiat. Well, a great example is what Mother experienced. Maybe we'll have do a program on that when she was at EWTN, the right-hand sister and secretary to Mother Angelica for about 35 or 36 years. She was next in line, but something came in the midst of between her and that, and that's called the gift of living in the divine will. And we're so grateful that she gave up even holy things to be with us. Hello, Mother. Hello, sisters.
Everybody, it's a great day to be here with you on my birthday, and a great day because today is the feast day of Saint Athanasius, who defended the faith. And I feel like it's a good day for me to be born because I want to defend the divine will, the greatest gift that God could give us, right. You know. And so I want to proclaim the divine will. My title is I'm Mother Gabriel Marie of the Annunciation. I feel I need to announce the divine will, you know. So it's a great day, and I'm grateful to my parents, to God, for my life, for my parents giving their fiat to God so that I could be born. And so I'm grateful for everything God has given me, all the graces Our Lady has given me. I've always been very devoted to Our Lady since I can remember. At 3 years old, I got devoted to Our Lady. And so I'm grateful to Our Lady. This is her month. And, you know, we have Father Golby yesterday. His cause was open for beatification. And he had Our Lady came to him and gave him, he had these locutions throughout his life of Our Lady. I'm grateful to Our Lady, too, that I'm 46 years a nun this year. So, you know, God has been so good to me. 46 years of living my life as a spouse. I was at 3 years after I entered. I took my first vows and I became his spouse. But Father Golby had these beautiful messages from Our Lady. Many messages were about his divine will. I think, Peter, you have it on your website, all the messages Our Lady gave to Father Golby. I'd like to read one of them here that always struck me a lot. Now, Father Golby didn't know much about the divine will at this time. I think he got it later in the 90s. But this was 1991, August 15th. Now, Our Lady has told Our Lord has told Louisa that the feast day of the divine will. He wanted to be on August 15th because Our Lady entered heaven on August 15th, and she was the first one to live totally in divine will who entered heaven. And so August 15th is the great feast day of the divine will, and it's the day Our Lady was assumed into heaven. So on August 15th, 1991, on the Feast of the Assumption, Father Golby got this beautiful message from Our Lady. It says, "The new era which awaits you corresponds to a particular encounter of love, of light, and of life between paradise, where I am in perfect blessedness with the angels and the saints, and earth, where you, my children, live in the midst of many dangers and innumerable tribulations. This is the heavenly Jerusalem, which comes down from heaven upon earth to transform it completely and to thus shape the new heaven and the new earth." We're getting ready for such wonderful things, a new heaven and a new earth. As the world and the church becomes purified, we're getting ready after this purification for this wonderful world and wonderful church that's going to be here. What we will enter into is amazing. We can't even fathom it right now, what God has in store for us. It goes on to say, "The new era toward which you are journeying is bringing all creation to the perfect glorification of the Most Holy Trinity. The Father receives the greatest glory from every creature, which reflects his light, his love, and his divine splendor. The Son restores his reign of grace and of holiness, setting free every creature from the slavery of evil and of sin. The Holy Spirit pours out in fullness his holy gifts, leads to the understanding of the whole truth, and renews the face of the earth." So the Holy Spirit will renew the face of the earth. We will go back into that time that Adam and Eve lived before the fall, even greater than that, because we have to make a decision to love God. We have to, you know, let our will and his will become one will. Until the fall of Adam and Eve, they did not sin at all. Sin came into the world through the fall. And we're going back to that time where there will be no more sin. People will live totally for God. They may be just a remnant. We don't know. But we don't have to worry about the remnant. We don't have to worry if we're in that remnant or not, because we have nothing to worry about. If you die, God will take you to heaven to be with him for all eternity. We just finished watching this beautiful film on life after death. People have had life after death experiences. They didn't want to come back here. They said what they saw and what they experienced and felt, the great love of God. It's like they were the only one that God had. They were so personal. God was so personal to each person that they felt like they were totally, totally, totally wrapped in his love. And that was a great, great experience. So if you die and you go to heaven to be with him, that's a good thing. If you stay on earth, he's going to take care of you. So we have nothing to worry about. Don't worry about your family. He told Louisa, you live in his divine will. He's going to take care of your whole family and they all will be saved. So strive to live in this great gift that he's wanting to give to each one of you. It goes on to say, "The new era, which I announced to you, coincides with the complete fulfillment of the divine will, so that at last there is coming about that which Jesus taught you to ask for from the Heavenly Father. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We've been praying the Our Father all these centuries, not knowing what we're praying for, not realizing that it's possible to live heaven on earth, that our will and his will could become one. When I was a little girl, I used to pray that God would take my will away and just give me his will. I just wanted to live in his will, not my own. I think he was inspiring me to pray for that because he wanted in the future to me to embrace this great gift that he's given to the whole world right now. Goes on to say, "This is the time when the divine will of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit is being accomplished by the creatures. From the perfect fulfillment of the divine will, the whole world is becoming renewed because God finds there, as it were, his new Garden of Eden, where he can dwell in loving companionship with his creatures." So he wants to live totally and completely within each one of us, that we're in him and he's in us. We become one with God. You know, St. Athanasius, his feast day, he said that we will be like God. We will be like little gods. You know, our Father is the King, the creator of all creation, the God of all things. So we are the children of the King. So we're all princes and princesses. So we inherit everything the King has. So we inherit all of his creation. We inherit everything he has. So we will become totally one with him. Our will and his will become one will as we live more and more totally in this great gift that he wants to give us. To realize your nothingness is to call him in everything you do. And the more you do that, the more little by little you realize your nothingness. And then you have perfect joy. Nothingness is even beyond humility. But the only way you can get there is to call him into your activities so that all of your life will be living in a divine realm. Jesus will be redoing everything in and through you. And the more you do that, the more you die, the more you're going to see everything through the eyes of Jesus. The world will become brighter. People will become more beautiful to you. It says, goes on to say, the new era, which is just now beginning, brings you to a full communion of life with those who have preceded you and who here in paradise enjoy perfect happiness. You see the splendor of the heavenly hierarchy. You communicate with the saints of paradise. You believe the purifying sufferings of the souls. You relieve the purifying sufferings of the souls who are still in purgatory. You experience in a strong and visible way the consoling truth of the communion of saints. So this is so divine will. As you live in his divine will, as you call him in everything you do, and your whole life becomes divine acts because Jesus is doing it in you. You may not feel anything, because if we knew what a divine act is, if we knew the magnificence of a divine act with God, we don't realize it. We do it. We live by faith. We know that if we ask him to do things in us, he's doing it. You might not feel any different, but a great thing is happening. Louisa used to say, but I'm not doing anything. And Jesus would say, but Louisa, you're doing everything because I'm doing it in you. Because he's doing it in us, it becomes magnificent. It becomes great, even though you don't see it and realize it. The new era, which I am preparing for you, coincides with the defeat of Satan and of his universal reign. All his power is destroyed. He is bound with all the wicked spirits and shut up in hell, from which he will not be able to get out to do harm in the world. Herein, Christ reigns in the splendor of his glorified body, and the immaculate heart of your heavenly mother triumphs in the light of her body, assumed into the glory of paradise. So all of the saints in heaven rejoice. The souls, as we do acts and rounds in divine will, all the souls in purgatory benefit too. Our acts and rounds done every moment of our day goes around the world, goes up to heaven, goes to purgatory, and touches everything and everyone so that goodness happens everywhere. There's peace and joy that happens everywhere through all of these acts that we're doing. We have to realize that this great feast that our Lord has given us of the divine will, August 15th, is not only, it's a great feast of Our Lady, it's a great feast of the divine will. And all of heaven is triumphing over it. The feast of mine, this feast of mine, which bids you to look to your heavenly mother assumed into heaven, thus becomes for you a reason for deep joy and great confidence. In the midst of the innumerable sufferings of the times through which you are living, you look upon me as a sign of sure hope and of consolation, because I am the luminous door which opens upon the new era that has been prepared for you by the Most Holy Trinity. So the Holy Trinity has prepared this great gift for us to enter into heaven for all eternity, living in his holy divine will right now on earth. What great place you're going to have in heaven for all eternity. Our Lord said those who live in his divine will have the highest places in heaven. Those who suffer with great joy and peace have the highest places in heaven. So realize the great gift God has given us in this beautiful thing of living in the divine will. That's the greatest gift you could ever receive. So let's be grateful to God and thank him for all of this. Thank him for all he wants to do within each one of us as we draw closer and closer to him and living totally in his most holy divine will. And I think that as you read the volumes and you understand these truths more and more, you're going to have such joy and peace in your heart. I just read for a few minutes and I get joy and peace every time. You feel his presence with you in a very special way. And he told that to Louisa. When you read these volumes, he's with you in a very special way. You feel his presence. So, embrace this gift. Love this gift. Because God is so good to give us this. What a generous, good God we have that loves us. He's so merciful. He, even though we have this sinful nature, the sinful nature we've sinned throughout our lives, he forgives us everything. He embraces us, calls us back home, and gives us this beautiful gift. So don't miss out on this wonderful thing that God wants to give you. He loves you so much. You know, you're his child, and you inherited all that he has. He wants to give you everything that he has. So accept it all. Open your arms and receive everything he wants to give you.
Amen. Yeah, it reminds me of your closing there, Mother, of John 3, 1 and 2. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that he may be called the children of God, yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that they did not know him. Wow. You know, we had a whole different program set up. And then this morning, I thank you, Mother, for that email of Daniel O'Connor's video explaining about the servant of God proclamation being given to Father Gobi. You know, my wife and I started with the Marian Movement of Priests, and on our website, as you mentioned, there's many, many quotes. And you know, the beautiful example of Father Gobi, it was his humility, because think about this. Here is this priest receiving these locutions from our Blessed Lady, right? This is, if you want to be pompous, this is every reason to be pompous, but he wasn't. And then what did he say? He said, actually, in 1996, actually in San Marino, Italy, and this is on the website of the Marian Movement of Priests. I'll just try to do it quickly here. Father Gobi states, quote, "Finally, the power of the servant will be broken. It will be powerless and no longer be able to seduce creatures to say no to the divine will." Again, all roads lead to the divine will. This complete fulfillment of the divine will, the creation will be almost transposed into an original state, in a state of the new earthly paradise in which all creatures will say yes to the divine will of the Father. And then he talks about here in Italy, he talks about Luisa Picaretta, talks about her writings being very similar in nature to the locutions. Of course they are. They're given by the same. Our Lady gave Luisa knowledges and gave lessons, and she did the same with Father Gobi. But he did say that this is what I think, quote, "The second coming of Christ," and again, this is not the final coming, but the second coming before the final coming, or I guess it's coming 1.5, will bring this kingdom of the divine will. That's exactly what St. Cyril Jerusalem said. He said that this second coming after the birth in Bethlehem will be a glorious one that will usher in a divine kingdom. That's exactly the words that St. Cyril Jerusalem used, and that's in the early 300s. So again, Father Gobi says, every creature will fulfill the will of the Father. What is the will of the Father? To return to the order, the place, and the purpose which were created by God. We know that now. We didn't know it then. Again, everything's an explication. And again, it doesn't matter what program was scheduled for today or where it goes, because you know why? It's all like this one big snow globe with all these white particles. We're looking at a couple of them. Okay, those are the ones we're going to concentrate on today. Nope. God shakes up the snow globe, and we see another six particles. But don't they look identical to the other six? Yes, but they're immensely different. Again, all roads lead to the divine will. Jesus does that. Before I turn it back over to you, Mother, he says this in volume 14, September 11th, 1922. This is really important. And if we accept this, we are, I think, halfway home. Quote, "Therefore, this is Jesus speaking, quote, "there is nothing that I did which did not have as its primary purpose that man take possession of my divine will and I of his. This was my primary purpose in creation, the same in redemption. The sacraments that I instituted, the many graces given to my saints, have been the seeds, the means, the way in which to let man reach this possession of my divine will." End quote. So no matter where we're journeying and how we're journeying, all roads eventually lead, all streams of water lead into a bigger body, which leads into the ocean. It all comes back to the divine will. Why? Because that's where it all began. We're moving forward, going back. This is the greatest miracle in the history of mankind. I mean, God cannot give us anything greater than what he's given us here, because it's all of himself, and there's nothing greater than it.
Yeah, and what I read August 15th, 1991, I'm not sure. I was told that Father Gobi didn't know about Luisa Picaretta then. Later, he got involved, and he gave talks about Luisa and the divine will. But this, what you just read, was 1996. So I know that I received the volumes, of the ones that were translated at the time, 1998. But before that, some people had them. I don't know how they got them all, because I think in 1997, I think, is when they went into the archives to get them, if I'm correct.
Yeah, it's either 96 or 97. Yeah, right around that time. Yeah.
But this, you know what he's saying about the second coming, that we have. I think God does everything in threes, you know, and we think this is an intermediate coming, but he's going to reign in our souls in a special way. We're going to become so totally the temples of God, that we're going to live totally for him, and he's going to fulfill his will in each one of us in the perfect way, it says here. And what you just read, Peter, it says in a complete way, because every creature will fulfill the divine will of God in a complete way. Everyone will be living totally in his divine will. There may be a remnant then, we don't know, but it will be for a long time before the final coming, when everything is, evil is destroyed forever. But during this reign of peace and divine will, and when Our Lady's Immaculate Heart triumphed, Satan and all of his cohort will be chained in hell for that time. Then they will be let loose at the very end, from understand. And that will be the last final judgment to coming upon the world. And when that final judgment takes place, we're not going to be embarrassed about everybody knowing what we did wrong. We're going to want everybody to know what we did wrong, to show God's great mercy. We're so in love and totally in love with God at that point, that you want to proclaim to the world how merciful he was to you and forgiving you everything and giving you his redemptive gift of being in heaven now for all eternity with him. So we're not going to be embarrassed over anything. We're going to shout out to the world everything that we did wrong, that he forgave us and was so merciful and loved us so much.
Right. Yeah. And then when he's released, you know, we're told also there'll be no host. There'll be no one that's going to entertain Satan, no one that's going to be tempted, no one that's going to be tricked into believing his lies when all are living in the divine will. Yeah. It's just extraordinary. The Father Gobi, again, the humility and the patience and the perseverance, you know, perseverance. You want to read about perseverance, read Job, and you'll get a great example of that. But you know what, Mother? It's just so incredible that Our Lady. You mentioned also about being protected. You know, Jesus says that also. He tells us that in, I believe it's volume 17. Really quick. No, actually, it's volume 11, May 18th, coming up, 1915. Jesus says, quote, "The divine justice imposes chastisements, but neither these nor God's enemies will get close to those souls who live in the divine will. Know that I have regard for these souls and for the places where they reside." Okay, so let's just talk really quickly about what does it mean to get into the divine will. It's actually very simple. Father Iannuzzi, his book, The Splendor of Creation, he talks about man's admission to God's eternal mode. How do you get in? And he states, quote, number one, immediate entry, that anyone in the state of grace can immediately experience God's eternal mode of activity, end quote. And that's proven, of course, I think by Louisa at best, Dina Bellinger, we have Conchita. I mean, all a very, very similar admission that this is possible. If this was not possible and available to all in all circumstances and all situations and all every place, then God would not be a fair judge. He would not be an equal opportunity employer. I mean, he allows us to make this available to anyone. The only ones who cannot embrace this are those who do not wish it, do not want it, do not desire it. And of course, that's nobody listening to Radio Maria today. A couple minutes before we go into the break, Mother.
Yes, well, I'll just finish. How much time we have before another sister starts? Okay, 2 minutes. Yes, I think we just really have to be grateful also for all the messages that Our Lady gave Father Gobi, the great movement of the Mary movement of priests that's all around the world. How many priests have been so blessed with this great devotion that has come to us through Father Gobi and his mission. He's a very holy man. I met him at EWTN. He came to the monastery in Hansville a couple of times. He was a very simple, joyful man. He made us laugh. He had a great sense of humor. You know, the saints have great senses of humor. I think, you know, St. Teresa of Avila said, "Don't give me any sad saints. There's no such thing as a sad saint. If you're happy, you're on your way to sanctity." God gives us joy. You know, as the more we know him, love him, and serve him, the more joyful we're going to be in this life and the next life. So that's what we were made for. We were made for him and him alone. So when we go away from him, we lose that joy. We lose that peace. When married people go away from him, their marriage becomes sour. You want a good marriage, holy marriage, the two have to really love God first. So here we are trying to love him more and more, and that's where our joy comes from. That's where our peace comes from. That's how we grow and to learn our nothingness inside of God. But as you realize your nothingness, you get more joy. You don't get sad realizing on the side of God, you are nothing. He is everything. We get more and more joy. The more we know that and the more we experience experience that and realize that. So, but the only way I can, I know that I've come to more and more realize that, and I know I have a longer way to go, but is through living in his, trying to live in his divine will. I'm not living totally. I'm sure I'm a sinner. I'm not living totally in his divine will, but the more I strive to live in his divine will, the more I call him in all my activities, the more I realize my nothingness and the more peace and joy I get. So I know that everything is gift from God, and I'm grateful to him for this great gift. This is the greatest gift that he's given me in my life, is this gift of his divine will.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And every time we strive, he gives us a little bit extra in the way of grace in order to remain in his most holy divine will. It's all a matter of time. It could be instantly. It can be over 60, 65 years. Again, these are mystical gifts, not given equally like our baptismal gifts. Again, this is Radio Maria, Catholic voice in our home. I want to go into the break with this, if I may, Mother. Again, we've got the May Mariathon coming up, May 14th to the 17th. That's exciting, very exciting, and very necessary. We have the feast day of Mary, Mother of the Church, coming up on May 20th. The Pope Francis instituted that, I think, back in 2018. And let's go to the Catechism, Article 507, which states, quote, at once Virgin and Mother, Mary is the symbol and the most perfect realization of the Church, end quote. And finally, but not least, message number 173, paragraph H in the Mary Movement of Priests, the Blue Book, as it's considered, quote, when the Father decided to place his word in my virginal womb, this is our Blessed Lady speaking, he found your mother ready to welcome him with joy and love, being only content upon the perfect fulfillment of the divine will, end quote. Look no further. We finally arrived. We're finally going back to that other side, finally.
I'm free to dream. You're listening to Radio Maria, a Catholic voice in your home. We now return to the School of Mary, a kindergarten of the divine will.
And thank you again, Radio Maria, again for this opportunity. I want to thank Radio Maria, Father Dan, for this opportunity. I'm being serious. We kid around a lot and joke a lot because we have to have fun. Daniel Carnegie says, if you don't have fun with what you're doing, you're not going to be successful. I don't know if we're successful or not, but we're definitely going to have fun. It's the kindergarten. We have fun in the kindergarten. I want to speak briefly about something that's really important. It's about Our Lady's Network, Radio Maria, 100% listener supported. So there's no advertisements, nobody pushing agendas. It's just pure God and His Mother. There's a Mariathon, May Mariathon, coming up May 14th to May 17th. Please be generous if you can. We can all be generous with our spiritual donations, of course. And then God has bestowed financial resources on many of us, really, truly, many of us that have the wherewithal to participate financially. Again, how do we engage? How do we participate in whatever way and capacity we can? God has given us everything. And, you know, it's Our Lady. We just mentioned Mary, Mother of the Church feast is coming up on May 20th. The May Mariathon is coming up May 14th to the 17th, quickly approaching. Father Gobi also penned this from our Blessed Mother in message number 177 in the Blue Book, as we refer to it. This is Our Lady speaking. Quote, here you will be formed by me according to the plan which the heart of my son Jesus has entrusted to me. Thus, each one of you will be helped by me to carry out in a perfect manner the divine will alone. End quote. Well, God's looking for us to participate and to help Our Lady's radio station, network, apostolate, to thrive, not just to be alive, but to thrive, because as it thrives, we thrive, because it's the message of Jesus, the message of Mary. So please be generous. If you can, go to radiomaria.us, click on the donate button, or simply call 888-408-0201. That's 888-408-0201. And for anyone calling in a pledge, either a reoccurring donation or a one-time donation, whether you're listening to this live or in the archives, we're going to send you a relic prayer card of Luisa Picaretta, which includes a piece of her clothing. Yes, we kid you not, piece of her clothing. And we know the significance of that. When the woman that was hemorrhaging said, all I have to do is touch the tassel and I will be healed. Yes, there's also the contact information on the back of the card, whom to call when you experience your miracle. Also, I have a limited supply. Also, in addition to that, prayer card with the relic. We will also send you this I Am Catholic card in case of an emergency. Please call priest fiat. Has our website, and then on the back it has the act of contrition. So either we are going to need this, or maybe somebody we're in the close proximity to may need this as well. Again, we're all trying to do our part to the best of our ability. Our Lady's bringing all this together, and our Lord tells us in volume one, He says, in order to obtain, one must believe. We believe. We trust, we love, and we believe, and we trust, and we love Mother Gabriel on her birthday today. I think she's 29. Is 29 years old today?
You said, right? Thank you. No, I'm 79 today, so I'm. Really? We celebrated last night at my last day of being 78, so now I'm 79. But that's okay. I'm getting closer to the kingdom, and that's wonderful. Okay, I look forward to that.
Yeah. We had so much joy. We have joy all the time, but last night was a very special joy.
You know what the joy is? The joy is we're trying to serve the Lord and living in His divine will. And the more we do that, the more joy we get. You know, it's not us. It's not our joy. It's His joy. And people see that, and people know that, and they love that. And they don't know. They want to know what you have that they don't have. And that's when we introduce them to the divine will. We take their email addresses down. We're sending divine will volumes to people all over, you know, everywhere I go. I can't help but share it and ask them if they want the volumes. I'll send it to them by email. And you can do that too. Everyone out there, you know, you meet people, you share it with them a little bit and you say, you want these volumes? I'll send it to you. The way you learn to live it is to read it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right. Because the more knowledge we have, the more desire we have to know more of this gift. I mean, it's the most contagious thing in the world, because God had the plan. I mean, why does he give us motivation to do certain things to keep, to keep the society going, to keep our lives going? He gives us inclinations when used properly or for the glory of God. And he's doing the same thing with us. This is not new to us. We know this. This is in our DNA. This was the way Adam lived. This was the way Eve lived. And when they fell, they sort of disengaged from God. But it was never removed. So the word of mystics, as the French philosopher Bergson says, the words of mystics are used to revitalize, to awaken the mysticism that is in each and every one of us. We all possess it, whether we know it or not. It's there. Right, Sister Magdalena, kumusta ka na?
Mabuti po, salamat. Salamat po. We're just so joyful. You know, we're talking about joy. When we have joy, when we live our life filled with joy, filled with love of God, we can't help but be generous. You see? So we're asking everybody, because the generosity of our love is a reflection of the joy of our life. We don't feel generous if we're sad. We don't feel generous if we are so negative in our life. But when we are filled with God's love, it brings us to joy, and that joy overflows. And the reflection of that joy is generosity. So in this case, you could be generous in materialism, in your materialistic gift, the gift that God has given you. You could be also generous in your prayer time, whatever means of generosity that comes from the heart, that comes from the joy. And you know, the divine will is maybe chastised in some parts of the world, the Koreans, or, you know, I don't want to mention things, but there are some oppositions of the divine will, but we don't really have to dwell on that. We have to dwell on the fruits, and the fruit is the joy within our soul. And when we live our life with joy, that is already the triumph of Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. You know, we talk about the coming of the triumph of her heart. We are this intermediate era to where we can allow the divine will to reign in our soul individually and collectively. That might be in the near future, but we don't have to worry about that. We just have to really worry on our present situation, because what we do to our life when we live it in divine will, we live in joy, we live with God's love, that radiates. You know, Saint Athanasius is a brilliant scholar, defender of the faith, mother is too. But the most effective way to do that is to really just live it and have people see the way we live our life in joy and peace, no matter what. That is the best way to evangelize. That is the best way to proclaim the gospel. Words is very important. Reading is very important. Getting knowledge is very important. But it's just equally important when we live it and we show it to the world the way we live. I don't want to take so much time because there are still three sisters who want to share their reflections with me. I would go straight to Our Lady, because she's the best teacher of living in the divine will. And I took this reflection from day one of Our Blessed Mary's 30 day for May. And this passage that I'm sharing with you is, she's talking about her Immaculate Conception and how and why she received the gift of Immaculate Conception. It's basically by using her human will to serve God alone, so that she can totally live in the divine will. And I think it's worthy to learn from Our Lady, to read from her passages, so that we can learn how to live in the divine will, because our Blessed Mother wants us to imitate her example. She's our mother. She wants to give all of herself to us. And so this is just kind of like in the middle of the reflection. So this is our Blessed Mother telling us, and Luisa and to us, "You must know that I knew my human will only to keep it sacrificed in homage to my Creator. My life was all of divine will. From the first instant of my conception, I was molded, warmed, and placed into its light, which purified my human seed with each power in such a way that I was conceived without original sin. Therefore, if my conception was spotless and so glorious as to form the honor of the divine family, it was only because the omnipotent fiat poured itself upon my seed, and pure and holy I was conceived." I'll stop here. So Blessed Mother was not born yet. She was just conceived. She didn't do any great work yet. But the Lord gave her the grace. That's why she was full of grace. It wasn't to her Blessed Mother's merit, but it was because God loved her so much. And our Blessed Mother responded to that love by what she said here, totally living in the divine will and sacrificed her human will. So I'll continue here. "If the divine will had not, more than a tender mother, poured itself upon my seed in order to prevent the effects of original sin, I would have encountered the sad destiny of other creatures, that of being conceived with original sin. So we are not like our Blessed Mother. Our Blessed Mother was conceived without original sin through the merit of Jesus Christ, because God knew that she would become the mother of God. Now, we are all conceived with original sin, but by living through our baptism, all the original sin we believe is being erased through our baptism in Jesus Christ. But then as we get older in our life, we continue to commit sin. So that's why we have the confession. But if we live in the divine will, it will be the same effect. The divine will burn all of our sins away. But that doesn't mean we don't need to go to confession. We still have to go to confession, because it's not really good to assume that we are already in a fourth degree, that we don't need to go to confession. Louisa went to confession. And I continue here. Therefore, the primary cause was wholly the divine will. To it be honor, glory, thanksgiving for having been conceived without original sin. So she said and continued, now, child of my heart, listen to your mama. Banish your human will. Contend yourself with dying rather than concede one act of life to it. Now, this sentence can make me sad if I really stop here. But if I continue to meditate on this, what she basically said is that do not give life to our human will. I give you an example. If I wanted to eat unhealthy food, you know, as I wanted it so much, maybe I wanted it so much, but I have to, like Mother said, step back and say, Jesus, is this what you want to do in me? And then dying to self, to what my desire, and if Jesus says, no, I want you to eat healthy food, that I die to myself. It may be very hard, but I can offer it up so I can live the divine will in my life. You know, it's not easy, but it's easy. Because it's not us doing it. It's Jesus doing it. It's the Holy Spirit doing it in us. So there's no reason to be boastful about it. You know, that's one thing that we can be joyful, because we know that it is not coming from ourselves. If we are being opposed, you know, we feel bad and somebody crossed our path. No, when we live in the divine world, that doesn't affect us anymore. We continue to be joyful. There may be moments when we can be sad. You know, we're human beings, but we don't have to dwell in there. You know, we can drop it and move on.
Yeah, don't have six, but you can have one of those empanadas or whatever else you're going to have. Oh, it really is fun. And God makes us all fun, right, Sister Gloria?
Yeah, it is so wonderful, just especially today. I don't know, I just feel such a great joy, and it really touched my heart. I think it's also because it's a month of May, Our Lady's month. And today I would like to share a passage from volume 8, 1908, April 5th. This is all that Queen Mama contains, has its origin in the fiat. One day, Louisa, she saw Our Lady on the high throne, and she saw like a globe of light in her interior. And within the light, there was the word fiat. So everything that she had, like her sanctity, glories, graces and happiness and beauties, everything was coming from it. So she was so amazing and looking up to her. And this is what Our Lady said to Louisa. My daughter, all of my sanctity came from within the word fiat. I did not move even for one breath, one step, one action, or anything at all, if not within the will of God. My life, my food, my all was the will of God. And this produced such sanctity, riches, glory, honors for me. Not human, but divine. So the more the soul is united, identified with the will of God, the more she can be called holy, and she is loved more by God. And the more she is loved, the more she's favored, because her life is nothing but the product of the will of God. How can he not love her if she is his own thing? Therefore, one must not look at how much or how little he does, but rather at whether it is wanted by God. In fact, the Lord looks more at something little, if it is according to his will, than at something great without it. It is so amazing how Our Lady was just totally immersed in the will of God, and everything that came out of from her, it was rooted in the will of God from her fiat. And she was always, every moment, she was giving her fiat to the will of God. And that allowed her to be loved more and more from God, and she got more grace from God. And we can really like invite, we gotta invite Jesus to do everything in us. We gotta enter into the will of God and let ourselves transform by Him and operate everything together with Jesus and give the divine life to everyone. In the name of everybody, you know, we give it back to God, all the glory that is due for God. Pray for them, excuse them, prepare for them, and love God for in on behalf of them. So God really wants to be loved by us, and that is our job to do, to love God in the name of all, satiate Him with love. And of course, in our life, you know, there are many trials and crosses that comes on our way. But when we carry together with Jesus, He's always carrying the heavy part. And at the end of our life, we can unload it within Him. And then we'll see this amazement that all the weight that we've been carrying in our life, that it change into such a treasure, diamond, precious stones, gems, you know, that will make us happy and holy for all eternity.
Beautiful. Thank you, sister.
Yeah, like it's really like you can even feel it, the coming of the kingdom of God. And it's just so exciting how this, He gives us this little, you know, candies of joy and excitement. And it's just, it keeps like a balloon, it keeps inflating your heart, and more you become like that, like, oh my gosh, I cannot even breathe because it's too good. And it's too good. It's just, you cannot digest it. But at the same time, you look forward for it. And it's that excitement that the Lord wants to give us, to keep encouraging us that, I mean, it's just amazing how the divine will was being attacked like a few months ago, and now suddenly Father Gobi has been beatified, and he got to know about Luisa Picareta, and it's just, it's like a bomb. It's really like so mind-blowing and beautiful. And I just want to share from volume 19 a passage real quick about how he's telling Luisa to not lose any time, because every time you occupy yourself with yourself, it is an act of my will that you lose. And if you knew what it means to lose one single act in my will, you lose a divine act, that act which embraces everything and everyone, and which contains all the goods that exist in heaven on earth. More so, since my will is a continuous act which never stops its course, nor can it wait for you when you start with your fears. And then for I was so excited because, you know, you want to really rejoice with heaven too. Like you want to be part of that joy with the angels and the saints. And this was really so encouraged me for me, because it said, your very angel who is near you remains on an empty stomach if you don't focus on the divine will, because every act you do on it, as you follow his course, is one more accidental beatitude which he enjoys being near you. And it is a double paradise of joys that you offer him in such a way that he feels happy in his destiny of having you in his custody. And since the joys of heaven are communal, your angel offers the accidental beatitude he has received from you, his double paradise, to the whole celestial court as the fruit of the divine will of his protected one. All may feast and magnify and praise the power, the sanctity, the immensity of my will. Therefore, be attentive. In my will, one cannot lose time. There is much to do. You have to follow the act of God, which is never interrupted. And I feel like now heaven is really, really excited and happy because they can see the coming of the kingdom. And the more we live in it, the more they rejoice. And the glory is just increasing and increasing. So let's not waste time in us and just focus on his divine will.
Amen. Hello, Sister Jacinta. Thank you, Sister.
Hello.
Thank you for that very much.
Yeah, so connecting with what Faustina said, it's actually a miracle because one of the passages I wanted to read, it connected with what she said about like the increase of accidental glory, like every time we do acts and rounds in the divine will. And also, I was thinking that of the of the documentary watched after death. So one of the beautiful things in the documentary that really touched me is that one of the men woke up and he was explaining to his wife, it's all about love. It's an ocean of love. And God wants us to take part in it and be in it. And even though this man never read the divine will, that just proves right there that that the truths of the divine will are real. And all of heaven and all the celestial inhabitants, they're all looking forward to us doing these acts and rounds. So what I like to read is from volume 35, September 12, 1937. So Jesus talks about the power of one act done in the divine will. My daughter, the power of one act in my will is such as to seem unbelievable. As you were calling everyone, I felt loved by all. And since you have free will, worthy of merit, as you emitted your act, my will unleashed from itself a greater love, glory, and happiness by which all felt invested. The angels and the saints receive a higher glory and happiness and feel more loved by God in return, while those on earth receive more help and graces according to their dispositions. All the acts done in my will receive this great good because my will belongs to all and all have a right to that act. Since it is an act from a pilgrim soul who gains the merit of every good she does, that merit becomes a common merit and also common joy, love, and glory. So all these acts and rounds we do in heaven, they give more joy and happiness to the celestial inhabitants in heaven, and they increase the accidental glory of the blessed in heaven. Like Louisa, for example, she offered up like her communion and the Holy Mass for the increase of accidental glory of Saint Aloysius Gonzaga. And later Jesus appeared to her and told her that Saint Aloysius received all the accidental glory that he could receive on the earth. Yeah, so on this feast day, it's just of St. Athanasius, it's just really important to just always defend the divine will, like how he defended the faith, and as he said, we're little gods. Also, the divine will says that, and these acts and rounds we do help us to become like little gods.
He did say that, you know, God became man so that we may become gods, I mean, small g. Very, very, very divine will. Again, as God lifts us up into this divine will, he shares everything of himself. It's so extraordinary, Mother. Mother, yeah, we've got a few minutes left, maybe final thoughts.
Yeah, St. Athanasius said that. So this is a great feast for us to realize that what he said is that we become God. We become little gods. Yes, I want to just say, you know, we're celebrating a birthday. I'm celebrating my birthday today. I want to celebrate everybody's birthday in a sense. But, you know, the greatest day we should celebrate is our baptismal day. That's greater than the birthday. So my baptismal day was May 13th, Our Lady of Fatima's Day, and I'm very grateful for that. But celebrate your baptismal day because that's when you were really born.
Okay, so in other words, we're going to celebrate your birthday again on May 13th. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And you can all, I'm just saying that so everyone out there,
humility.
Everyone out there should celebrate their baptismal anniversary also. It's very important to do that, you know, because the day that God, you came into the church, actually, you know, and you were, the Holy Trinity came to dwell in your soul. That's a great day.
No, it really is. Well, again, I want to thank you, Mother, for this time today. I want to thank Radio Maria for this opportunity. Again, please give generously if you can. God knows what we can do, what we cannot do. Go to radiomaria.us or simply call 888-408-0201. Wouldn't it be great to give a donation on Mother Gabriel's birthday? Say, I gave it on Mother Gabriel's birthday.
Yes, thank you for
any
that.
Any excuse to give. Right, why not? Why not? We can do that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I'd like to close with a quick quote from message number 321. Again, the divine will brings us everything. Okay, here is what is said by our Blessed Mother to Father Gobi. Quote, I am the way to the divine will. End quote. Nothing more said. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to Radio Maria. And we have one last task left, sisters.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. We love you so much. We love you so much. We love you, dear Mother. We love you so much.
May
the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you.
Happy birthday, and we love you, Mother.
Thank you all. Thank you all very much.
Thank you so much for listening to the Radio Maria podcasts. It's thanks to listeners like you who donate that enable us to continue delivering quality content to listeners around the world. If you'd like to contribute and help us keep spreading the message of Our Lady's Son, please consider making a donation. You can reach us at 888-408-0201 or simply visit our donations tab on our website at radiomaria.us. Your generosity truly makes a difference. This has been a Radio Maria production.